Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. As Hugh Douglas thinks he could beat Alec Boehm in a race, I think he actually can too.
And
he's
got to have confidence, man.
Yeah, he think he could beat Schwarber. That ship sailed, Hugh, a long time ago.
About 20 years ago.
At least you admit it. All right, Saquon Barkley, would you bet on him doing it again? I absolutely would. I know a lot of people think, he did it last year, 2,000 yards. You can't do that again. History says you can't. I look at it like this. He is a tremendous, an all-time talent in his prime.
Totally agree.
With a great offensive line. And you know, barring some sort of
craziness,
significant injury, right? Like, I mean, he may have, every player has a toe or a hamstring or something at some point. But barring something that knocks him out for, like, a long time, I think he's going to dominate again. And I'm not... Well, I don't believe the Eagles are just going to just change their offense significantly. I know a lot of people think they are or will or should. They have something special here. I think they're going to rely on it, and I think Saquon's going to do it again. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We're going to hear from Zach Bond in this segment, what he said about the defense, where they're at right now. He was on the Exciting Mikes podcast.
Exciting Mikes.
Some would
gotta
call them.
That.
Yeah.
What would Casual
you
White.
Yeah.
I got to stop on that.
Yeah.
That's
not their name.
No, it's not.
It's a laundry setting.
Yes, it is. It is.
Good thing is he wasn't offended by it.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, but I just.
Should you and I be offended by it, Kyle? Should we take offense?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I am.
Just a bunch of casual whites over there, those guys.
If you guys are offended, I care about your feelings. I apologize.
Yeah, no, it's funny. We're not offended at all. All right, let's go to the phones here. Joe in Marlton, who happens to be Jason's dad, our last caller. So Joe's the one that got his car back. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going on,
guys,
man?
How you doing today? What's going on? Yeah, I got to pick up a boy. But first, on the Boehm thing, I don't know, man. I think Boehm's taking too much heat. I don't think that I don't think you could beat him or Schwarber in a race. I love you, but I think they got you all day long. And I was there with Jason in Clearwater, and I told you about that pitch too. So that was fun.
Well, we have multiple eyewitnesses to that disastrous first pitch in Clearwater.
I'm holding my head up high, though. Still holding my head.
You shouldn't. No, you
shouldn't. Oh, yeah. Now, proud of you for going out there and giving it a shot. You in front of the credit.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's what you said to a kid who struggles in a game. I'm proud.
Proud of
this guy. This guy was an All-Pro athlete, and now we're proud of him.
Get him next time, champ.
Get him, champ.
Yeah, get him next time. Get him next time. So listen, on the Father's Day gift, right? So yeah, I actually just said to my son this morning. I said I loved it. It was a great gift. I got my, it's true. He had the car for a few years. He dirtied it up, but he gave it back to me. But he got it all cleaned up, and I feel like I got a brand new car now. He's got a brand new car, and I got my car back. So I love it.
Yeah. So did you really like when you got it back? Did it really feel almost like brand new again? Like, hey, I just got this new car.
Yeah,
I didn't have.
Because you ain't hear Joe ain't had it in a couple of years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's been gone from my house for a few years now. You actually the detailer, they got a mobile guy, mobile detailer. He came out to the house and did it. So he's
that's
about
pretty cool.
In my house.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now so you know what? He get props for that because that's not cheap. That's not like a $20 car wash. That's real detail. So they use their toothbrushes and stuff to clean your car. So yeah, that's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I actually
to get the details and stuff.
Yeah, I told him he was doing it for me, him and his sister. And then I said, you and your sister give me for a gift. So again, one of the best father's gifts I ever had. I mean, the car looks like it just came off the showroom floor to the guy that came out and did it. It was an awesome present.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Joe, we appreciate it, man.
And by the way, I appreciate it. Definitely proud of graduating.
Yeah, because that's all you want. You just want him to be self-sufficient. That's it. At the end of the day. So yeah,
we're getting there.
I read between the lines.
Let me stop playing it. Yeah, we're getting there.
No, he's good. He's good. We're proud of him and his sister. Absolutely.
Joe, we appreciate the call, man. And happy Father's Day. So how about that? He did enjoy the gift. They really use toothbrushes.
Yeah. When they detail it, if you get a mobile detail,
yeah,
they detail. They probably
you've done
some
this?
Of them. I've had it yeah. done. It's like they do the inside. They put the spray in there. They probably use toothbrushes and stuff to clean around the little crevices and stuff.
Mm.
Use the little wire things to clean the tires, get all the dirt out. And then they probably wax it. Probably got it waxed. You're talking about showroom detail.
I think you downplayed the gift. It seems like a pretty good gift.
No, I mean, but you know what? Let's be honest. Dad's simple. You know, most dads are simple. It don't take much to make us happy because it at the end of the day, for Father's Day, it's about the effort. It's about the thought, really. I mean, when you think about it, because a lot of times nobody thinks about, like, mom, you go all out for Mom's Day, rightfully so, because, you know, mom gave birth to you. But dads are kind of like, for lack of a better way of saying it, afterthoughts. And when we get gifts, if we get anything, we appreciate it because we know it ain't never going to be like it is for mom. For dad.
It's just different
than it's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
So it's
this is
more,
like pomp and circumstance in most
days. Yeah, so it's more about appreciation more than anything.
I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Chris and Doylestown. And then we'll hear from Zach Baum, what he said about the defense, where they are year two with Vic Fangio. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, Hugh, Joe, Kyle?
Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
Not much. I just wanted to say, I think Saquon Barkley is actually going to break the record this year.
Chris, you know, when we had Jaws on last Friday, he said the same thing. It was the first time this entire offseason I've heard someone say he's going to do it again. Because there's like it's like a reflex. Hey, he had a lot of carries last year, a lot of touches. No one goes 2,000 again. And when I heard Jaws say that, I was like, why not? Like, the offensive line didn't get worse. I mean, maybe, you know, the right guard, we'll see. But I think, you know, Becton's replaceable. Jalen's still here to help guide the running game, and Saquon came out of last year healthy. Chris, I think he could do it.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. The main reason I'm saying that is because if you look at the schedule last year, and I think an earlier caller alluded to it a little bit, the number of games that, you know, he kind of, like, was sat out early, like, this schedule this year is going to be a lot tougher. You're not blowing out all these teams this year, so I think they're going to have him in more. I don't know if that means he's going to fall off like later in like the postseason potentially, but I think, you know, just leaving him in, letting him get more, you know, attempts, he's gonna probably get another crack at it realistically.
Well, I think that's a fair point. Like, there's gonna be more I would just use the word competitive, right? They had like four or five games last year that just became non-competitive by the end. The Cowboy game late, they took him out after he got to 2,000 yards. The Giant game in like whatever that was in October, they just blew the doors off some teams. This year, here, there's probably going to be less games just based on a difficult schedule where they're like, you know, it's the game's over in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's going to be more of tough sledding.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of figured. And like I said, a lot more teams are probably going to blitz on rundowns. They're going to try to stop his momentum. The way you stop a running back like Saquon Barkley is you don't let him get going. So a lot of teams will probably look at the formation that we're in, and they'll probably start sending blitzes. We're going to see a lot more run blitzes this year, in my opinion.
The one thing, Chris, that I think we got to wait to see is if he can hit as many home runs. I don't know if I've ever seen a back in one season have as many like 60, 70-yard touchdown runs as him.
He was ripping them off.
It was crazy. I mean, like, that's not normal. So even if he like averages 5, 5, 5, like he factored in those like 3 or 4 40 or 50s last year. That we need some of those if we're going to break this record.
Yeah, I definitely think I don't know if he's going to get as many as last year. I think he can probably rip off like just on any like given season, probably like another 5 like 50-plus yard rushes. So that accounts for like what is that like an 1/16 of the total yardage needed.
Yep. No, it's a big part of it, yeah, and he did it almost routinely last year. It was crazy, especially that first Rams game where he did it twice. Chris, what do you got for us? What's a good Father's Day gift?
My dad does not like getting gifts, so I always get him something anyway that's just simple. Usually just like a graphic t-shirt, something from the 80s that resonates with.
I like that. I think I like Hugh would like that. How many t-shirts you have? You've got a lot.
I got a lot of t-shirts.
I feel like I never see you wear the same t-shirt. You probably have at this point.
I mean, I have it lately.
Yeah, but no, you have almost a different one every day.
You know what's funny? Because that's what he used to get for me. He used to get me a graphic t-shirt. My daughter does that too. So it's like, I just started getting t-shirts. So that's a good gift. That's a good thoughtful gift because basically that's what my kids used to do.
So I think people would associate you as a sneaker guy. I think you're more of a t-shirt guy.
I am. Because t-shirts are easy and, you know, it's you can match them with almost anything. Yeah. I like t-shirts.
And as far as hoodies, you get them when you get them for free.
I get them for free.
Yeah, when you go
places.
You
know, as a matter of fact, I hit Coach Jackson up a couple weeks. I'm like, yo, man, what's up with them hoodies?
Oh,
what's up with
them free hoodies? Does he have any extra Delaware State hoodies?
No, not yet. But, you know, when I go down there, when we start, you know.
Yeah, grab you one. I'll wear one.
I got you. Okay. I got you.
I'll be a Delaware State fan.
Which y'all both large?
Yeah,
large,
take a
right?
large. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're getting Delaware State hoodies. Hugh's getting free hoodies for us. Yeah. You're good. I was trying to take calls back there. We're just getting free Delaware State hoodies.
I'm trying to, I'm trying.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He thought something he thought he was needed. I was just talking. Do you want one or no?
Delaware State? Why would I want a Delaware State?
Deshaun!
I don't care about Delaware State.
It's a free hoodie. You want nothing free?
All right, fine.
Yeah, I knew he wanted one.
Okay,
who turns that a free hoodie? Nobody. All right, let's go to Kenny from the Dirty 3. What's up, Kenny?
G'day.
Hey, guys. Hey, Hugh. How you doing?
If I was
by you, I would hug you right now because you and I are so in sync with Father's Day. Every year, I end up having a grill for the whole family, and all I ever want is to wake up, my wife do what wives are supposed to do, and then get the kids out of the house for a day and leave me alone. I say it every year. That's all I want. And it ends up me growing. But I still love my family. Yeah, I still love my kids. But yeah, you're right. Being left alone is one of the greatest gifts you can give a guy, a father, after a few years of dealing with everything we deal with.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, the words are peace and quiet. Peace and quiet. Yeah.
Peace.
Well, I call it the three S's. Sex, sustenance, and sports center.
Yeah, I caught that first one. We both caught that first.
Yeah, you got it. We got it. We heard it.
Yeah. If someone told me Saquon Barkley this year would have 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns, I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with it last year. To expect 2,000 yards, I think, is a pipe dream, but I can't see why he still wouldn't be, you know, a top three back in the league, and we still be a very good, if not best team in the league again. We're not playing some of the cupcakes that we played last year, so to expect 2,000 yards would be a stretch, but I don't see why he couldn't have a very, very solid Pro Bowl year.
Well, I think we all should expect that, at least that. Like, right, Kenny, even if it's not 2,000, yeah, I'd be shocked. You know, injury obviously could change anything if you get hurt and you can't play. But if he plays, you know, let's say 15 or 16 games, I'd be shocked if he's not in that 1,500-yard range. I just – this line is too good. He's too good. I'd be floored if he only had like 1,100 or 1,200 yards if he fell that far. I just don't see it.
All the above. Plus, I'd love to see Jalen come out and have a bunch more 300-yard games, which means we're throwing more than running. So, you know, a lot of things can factor into it. I mean, 1,500 yards is still a great season, and it's how you get them, too. You know, I mean, we just have such a good team. It's so funny now. The people would be upset if we had a 1,500-yard rusher and not a 2,000-yard rusher. That's how spoiled we are. And it's just a great feeling right now because we're the Super Bowl champions, and I can't wait for football season. Everything we do is just to get me to August, man.
Yeah, and we're not far now. I mean, training camp's in like a month and 5 weeks away. They'll get to like training camp. Yeah. So, question. So, Kenny said something, and other people have said something similar, that, you know, they'd be fine, and they would have been fine last year if he was 1,500, not 2,000. And while that sounds right, there were a few games last year without his excellence. I don't know if they win the game. Right, like without the extra 70-yard run he had at the end, I don't know if like some of those wins might have been losses.
Look at that Saints game.
Yes.
And the way that was going. It took them a while to really lean into the running thing. And when they did, in a way, they became more dynamic, you know, because even though the passing game wasn't what we expected it to be early on, they passed enough so that it kept teams honest, you know, because you couldn't just key on the running game. And you see, basically, that was the flaw in the Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs. They committed all their resources to stop the run. And then that's when Jalen hurt him in the passing game.
So, like, just to use the math on this for a second, the difference between a 2,000-yard rusher and, let's say, 1,200, 1,300, 1,400 yards, that's, you know, 50, 60, you know, in that range, yards per game different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had a 65-yard run against the Saints. They were losing, or it was tied, right? It was 0-0. They were down 3-0. They didn't have points on the board through the first three quarters of that game. Without that run, they don't win that game. So I know we say, look, we have all this talent. We don't need him to do 2,000 again. Well, then, Hugh, the passing game better be better.
That's the thought.
It better be better.
Joe, that's the thought. You know, because when I think about this, I come from the position of evolving the offense. And I also come from a position of, okay, I remember vividly the teams that we played last year. Well, when I played, the teams we played last year, especially our division rivals, you say, okay, we got beat on these plays last year, so we're going to make sure we don't get beat this year because
right.
They came in this formation or whatever. That's why I'm adamant about the fact that if they line up in those run formations, I would not be surprised if you start to see people just go downhill, like guys taking stunting up front and things of that nature just to get Saquon to slow down. Because if you get him to just change his direction just a little bit and guys are swarming, you're trying to gang tackle that guy.
Well, and the other thing, too, with this is how good the defense is going to be, right? Are they in low-scoring games? Are they in shootouts? They have to throw the football. Let's hear Zach Bond. He was on the Exciting Mikes podcast.
Yes, not the Casual
not
Whites.
Not the Casual Whites. No, we don't do that around here, except Hugh does it every time this comes up. The Exciting Mikes with Cooper and Reed Blankenship. Here's what Zach Bond said about the defense, you know, compared to where they were a year ago, where they are now.
What do you think your motivation is to, you know, coming back now, you know, for this next season?
For me, it's always been like personal, like a competitor. I'm driven internally to just be the best at whatever I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously watching tape from last year, like I had 150 tackles or whatever, mm-hmm. But I'm like, but I missed 29 of them. You know, I could have had this, or I dropped this, or I could have punched at the ball here. So I there's always stuff to get better at. And I think we have a lot to do as a defense, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to think that was all of our first year in that scheme.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah,
that's
crazy, actually. Like, what are we going to do next year? Like,
I know.
Already, I feel like we're miles ahead of where we were last year at this time.
No, we're miles ahead.
Well, that's an exciting development because they lost a good amount of people, right? But the ones that are here, it sounds like they think mentally they're way ahead of where they were a year ago when they were just learning his defense.
Yeah, you know, not to, you know, toot my own horn.
Well, you're going
to
do that,
I did. I tried to tell y'all that when they lost all these cats. Mm-hmm. I was trying to, you know, tell you that because Zach Bond was coming in not knowing where he was going to play.
Right. Outside, inside, yeah.
Yeah, and he excelled at a position that he didn't play. Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell. I just can't imagine, like, the way that they picked up this defense and was able to run it, the way that Coach Fangio wanted it ran was phenomenal. And that's – I don't even know how much of the defense he put in or how much he felt comfortable giving them whatever it was. The way that they played, I'm pretty sure he probably was installing during the season as well because they adapted to it so well. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case because they made mistakes, but not a whole lot that you could see.
No.
Not a whole lot that you could see. So that's one thing where you look at it and you're like, damn, another year in the system. That defensive line is virtually intact. Yeah, I think they're going to be a lot better.
Yeah, speaking of mistakes, I mean, I can't even in top of my head think of many in the second half of the season where like a guy was wide open ever. I mean, it just felt like no one was ever just wide open against the Eagles.
McLaurin dusted Quinyon Mitchell on that one play.
Yeah, you mean the one in Washington or the title? Yeah, the one in Washington. Yeah, but that was pretty rare. That was like their one bad day. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, they just were great. We also have Bond here talking about how they all feel about Fangio and kind of buying in and fully bought in on this guy.
What do you think it is about him that allows our defense to play so well together? I feel like it's the way he coaches us, old like school in the coach. Meetings.
Yeah. Like he's an old school coach. Like he's not afraid to stand on business, you know, to put it like that and be real.
Yeah.
And like we're bought in though. Like we can be coached hard.
Yeah, that's definitely what it is.
And then Bosch reels.
I think our defense is so young that we like a lot of guys just came from college.
Yeah, so
and that's what they're used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they don't know any other way. Like the Georgia guys, like they're used to being coached hard and they can take coaching and stuff like that. But I think what makes Vic really special is the way he calls the game. Like the plays he calls in certain situations.
Yeah.
I don't think we were in a split safety in a run versus a run that second half of that whole season. He was just calling the game right.
he's a good
dude.
He
believes in us too. Like
Super Bowl, we played like two coverages the whole game.
Yeah. You want to play fast.
Do you want to do an I told you so Douglas here?
No.
I mean, it sounds like you're doing it.
No, that was the first time I've heard their podcast.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about, okay.
Uh-oh.
I the great guest, Zach Bond. Are you okay?
What?
You are on the air.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna keep my thoughts to myself.
Well, last time you got invited on to
I know
when you McLean's podcast, so I'm
just media critic Douglas over here.
Y'all, see,
what?
No, because I know what y'all doing.
No, we're reacting
you're the
to Zach
one
Bond.
Sitting there with a look on because, your face. You don't speak
because,
up.
Because you, that was the first time I heard that.
Well, me too.
Okay.
Yeah. That was, I would just say this. I'll offer a little bit of constructive criticism.
Oh, jeez.
Just a little bit.
This is
because I think
media
that,
critic Hugh over here.
And I'm listen, what I'm about to say, I'm pretty sure y'all gonna agree. They need to liven that thing up just a little bit. Because when they were talking, it just felt like toast.
Well, not everyone
just felt like white toast.
Hold on a second.
Now you're making more jokes.
No, I'm just saying, am I lying? That was the
I feel attacked.
I love all of those guys. The exciting mics. I like the fact that they're doing it. Man, y'all better add some seasoning to that show. Y'all better put some spice in that thing.
Well, not everyone's a wordsmith like you.
Listen, I own that. But I'm just saying, if you have to spice it up a little bit, put some seasoning in there, man. Because you got something.
The ambiwiggity.
Maybe they need some ambiwiggity.
You know what they could do? I know how they could spice
it
up.
Maybe they need some ambiwiggity.
Maybe they need to take some cues and talk about maybe the idea of Trey Henderson being available. What a good player he is.
Yeah, be a little controversial.
Wow, he's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
I walked right into that, didn't I? I thought we was having a real conversation on the Friday.
Nah.
Why would we ever do that?
Yeah, that's I don't know where.
I thought the beginning of it sounded like a feature we hear on the overnights.
A mukbang. It was a mukbang feature.
I can't with the mukbangs.
Hey, but it's safe to say that I would never be invited on their podcast.
When the sun goes down, this place is ridiculous here. We got John Johnson chewing on the air. No, you just lost your invitation.
I lost my invitation.
You lost your invitation. Got lost in the mail. Well, you called them casual whites.
Casual whites.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you're not getting invited on that show. You're out. You're out on that. I did like what I heard, though, from Zach Bond about how far they are ahead of where they were and the Fangio thing. I mean, they obviously trust him. That was kind of interesting when he said they never got caught in the wrong defense the entire second half of the season.
Yeah,
I can't imagine
I'm
many coordinators have it down that level where they never make a mistake. That's pretty wild stuff. 215-592-9494. Coming up. Your phone calls here. Alec Bohm, are you buying in? Because he really has hit well the last 30 games. I'm not getting fooled again. Alec Bohm does this once a year. He hits really well, and everyone says, oh, he's arrived. He's going to be great. I need to see it for way longer. Saquon Barkley, do you believe he's going to do it again? And really, would you bet on it? I would. I would bet on Saquon to have another year just like last year. Plus, an interesting rumor with the Sixers. What I think it really means, and what would we be willing to give up to move up one spot, if that's what the Sixers want to do here in the NBA draft. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.